Jackie Shelton Green is the first African American and third woman to be appointed as North Carolina's Poet Laureate. When Jackie offers workshops in prisons and jails, one of her writing exercises starts with this statement: "What we keep keeps us. What we keep keeps us." In the gospel reading today, John the Baptizer delivers a fiery and somewhat scary message to those who go into the desert to hear him. We tend to hear this as a fire and brimstone, shape up or go to hell message. But it's possible that it may have been based more in the political situation of the day. John never says that the wrath to come is God's wrath. It is possible that he is seeing the unraveling of the tenuous relationship with the Romans, which will later lead to the sacking of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple. When his listeners heard it, they replied, "What can we do?" And usually, again, we hear this as an eager response of convert, but it could also have been a resigned or apathetic, "Yeah, what can we do about it?" If John were preaching today, I think we would probably hear him as one of the climate change prophets. Where are you going to go to get away from the coming disasters? Don't rely on technology to save you. You need to repent and change your behavior. And what is our response? Do we shrug our shoulders and say, "Oh, what can we do?" Or do we ask with open hearts, "What can I do?" To that question, John doesn't give a one-size-fits-all answer. He answers three groups of people very specifically: the general crowd, the tax collectors, and the soldiers, probably Jews who'd been conscripted into the Roman army. To the soldiers, he says, "Do not bully anyone and be content with your wages." To the tax collectors, who were notorious for lining their pockets, he says, "Do not collect more tax than is due." And to the rest of the people, he says, "Share your clothing and your food with those who have none." Why these different responses? Because what we keep keeps us. The things that you all are hanging on to are probably different from the ones that I'm holding on to. We have different memories, resentments, angers, fears, anxieties. We have different stuff, both physical and mental, that we hang on to, but we all have things that get in our way. What is it that you keep that is keeping you? When I first looked at the readings for this morning, I felt there was a contradiction between the gospel reading and the New Testament reading, because the gospel seems to be a real downer in comparison with the lightness and joy of the passage from Philippians. I thought that there was a contrast between John's focus on ethics and Paul's on joy. But then I realized that John is telling his listeners to get joy. He is telling them to let go of what they are keeping that is getting in the way of the very joy that Paul is talking about. And that's how they heard it. They didn't hear it as another naughty or nice list. No, we read that the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah. They were excited. They realized that he was addressing the very things that were keeping them back. Keeping them back from knowing the joy and the peace promised in the Messiah. The predominant theme in our readings today is joy. Today is Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete is Latin for rejoice. Originally, Advent was a 40-day fast, just like Lent. And Gaudete Sunday provided a moment of relief from the penitential atmosphere. Today, we remember that the coming of the Christ, both in Bethlehem, in our lives, and in the coming glorious reign of God, is a coming of joy. Right now, the Tuesday morning spiritual conversation group is talking about joy. We are basing our conversations on the Book of Joy, which came from a meeting of Archbishop Tutu and the Dalai Lama. As someone who naturally tends to depression, I was relieved to discover that joy can be learned. Whereas happiness can be pursued and just happen, joy is a choice. The two spiritual elders approach it a bit differently from one another. Both assure that joy comes from loving others and working for their well-being. But the Dalai Lama finds joy through a deep meditation, which enables him to separate his own feeling, his own sense of well-being and joy from his external circumstances. Whereas Tutu finds joy in his relationship with Christ. It's a lot more nuanced than this, but it seems that the Dalai Lama's path uses more his mind, whereas the Archbishop's is more his heart. But both of them have found a way, despite tremendous suffering, to have nothing that they are keeping which is keeping them, except peace, love, and joy. They are both able, in their different ways, to live Paul's instruction that we heard from Philippians 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is something that these two men have come to as a result of long lives of prayer and meditation. Grief and hardship still happen to them, but they do not hold on to them. Their lives are not defined by sorrow and suffering. Perhaps this is the winnowing that John talked about, that our lives, our hearts, are winnowed by the Holy Spirit to keep that which is joyful, that which is of God, and let go of the rest. The whole process of winnowing is to separate out the heavier and valuable grain from the unimportant chaff. But sometimes I think that I'm running round God's threshing floor saying, no, 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 not that bit of chaff, that husk, that's very important to me. Oh, I need it. Oh, and that one too. Those are the things which I am keeping, which are keeping me away from joy. Great, big, important things, which in God's eyes are little pieces of chaff. In her writing workshops, Jackie Shelton Green, the poet laureate of North Carolina, encourages participants to write a letter to themselves about what they are keeping that keeps them. What is keeping you from joy on this Gaudete Sunday?